St. Paulinus of Nola, pray for us. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we keep on this Monday within the octave of the Sacred Heart, the feast of a wonderful Sacred Heart saint. It was literally true for him that where his treasure was, there was his heart also. To understand who was St. Paulinus of Nola, you could picture to yourself a man who was, say, a state governor from a very, very noble and aristocratic family, a man who was extraordinarily educated, a man of literature, of letters, a very accomplished poet who seemed to know everything about almost everything, a man who walked away from everything, including all of his money, a multimillionaire who distributed his goods throughout the whole of the country. And that wouldn't even begin to give you an idea of the virtue of this saint, who truly is a Sacred Heart saint. He was a man of the Sacred Heart in the sense of our Lord's side, as it were, of the love of solitude and of retirement. The Sacred Heart is loving meekness and humility of heart. The Sacred Heart as loving poverty and leaving all things in order to have his heart only with God. That's the kind of thing that St. Paulinus of Nola truly was. St. Pius X had a great devotion to St. Paulinus of Nola, and he did a number of things to honor him. He sent his relics, which had been pretty much lost on an island in the Tiber in Rome, St. Bartholomew's Church, back to Nola, which is outside of Naples, and at the same time, he raised the rank of our feast today, and he had composed a mostly new mass in his honor with text drawn from sacred scripture, especially to underline the great love of poverty, the imitation of the Sacred Heart in this particular virtue that our saint showed. He was a saint, they say, a bit like St. Gregory Nazianzen, that is to say, a man who was a poet and a contemplative, and a man, too, of profound knowledge of literature and of letters and all of those wonderful things that are pretty much today almost lost, at least from a Christian point of view. He was born in Roman France, in Bordeaux, and was educated by poets. And it was destined for a government position, and he had government positions throughout the Roman Empire. His family had big estates throughout the Roman Empire. And when the time came for him to be a Christian, he and his wife, who was a Spanish lady, were converted in Spain. By then, he gave away very prudently all of his money to the poor, so that the saints say almost every place throughout the world knew some of the benefit of the money of this wonderful and very generous saint. Somewhat against his will, he was ordained a priest by the Archbishop of Barcelona in Spain. This happened after his little child, just 1 week old, had died. That was one of the important parts of his, God often uses these crosses for his own purposes, for his growth and sanctity. So he was ordained a priest. He lived with his brother and sister with his wife, Teresia, who was herself, in her own title, a very noble woman and a very holy woman. And he was appointed governor of Campania. So he went into Italy near Naples, and he settled at Nola, this little town which had a wonderful saint, a martyr, St. Felix. He was most devoted to St. Felix. St. Paulinus, among other things, exemplifies what it is, our Catholic devotion to the saints. It is said of him that he knew our Lord, and he loved our Lord, only with and through this saint, whom he loved so very much, St. Felix of Nola, priest and martyr from the early times of the persecution. He built and then made more elaborate and beautiful the shrine of the saint at Nola, and he wrote a long panegyric, or poem, in praise of St. Nola, of St. Felix of Nola, each year on his feast day. His style of living was very interesting. He, with his money, built a guest house, and he and his wife lived on the second floor of the guest house, and the main floor was set aside for people that were hard or down on their luck, and for the homeless, as well as for guests and visitors. And they would recite together the divine office every day, and they would invite their guests to join them. This is how he lived. Living this way, eventually he was elected as Bishop of Nola in Campania, and there he gave away whatever was left of his fortune to the poor. He was different from all the other great saint bishops of that time, Saint Augustine, for example, or all the great controversialists of that time, Saint Jerome. But they all loved him and respected him, and they would say, "You've got to go to Nola, you've got to get to know Bishop Paulinus. He's the man, because he so exemplifies so many of the virtues of our Blessed Lord, especially this love for retirement, prayer, and solitude, without which it's impossible to have a decent Christian life." His last deeds as bishop were providing 50 gold coins for clothing for the poor. He had promised to pay for someone to get clothing from family, and this was during the barbarian invasions when everything was all upset and turned upside down. And they said the bill arrived, and one of the priests said to him, "Well, now, Your Excellency, how are we going to pay this bill?" He was on his deathbed. And he said, "Don't worry, God will provide." And a few minutes later, a messenger arrived with exactly the amount of money that he needed to pay the bill. And then it was towards evening on this day, and the 22nd of June, and they were lighting the lamps for Vespers. And his last words were from the psalm that was used back then for the Vespers service, "Parabi lucernum Christo meo," "I have lit a lamp for my anointed," and then he died. A wonderful saint, a saint of universal charity, and a saint of true detachment from the goods of this world. I read about him earlier today, as on Mondays I dedicate some of my time to reading over or proofing the chapters of Father Cicada's new book on the New Mass, which is meant to be sort of a definitive study. And today I came across the name of Saint Paulinus, because the prayer of Saint Paulinus and the collect in his Mass is cited by Father Cicada as a typical example of what the modernists did when they wrote their new Mass. That is to say that they cut out any reference to what they call negative theology. So in the true collect, we pray that by his intercession, may we be enabled to despise the things of earth and desire only such as are heavenly. Well, that would be too much for modern man to bear. So that phrase was cut out of the prayer of Saint Paulinus, the heresy of the Novus Ordo and all of its works. But if you want a true Sacred Heart saint, go to Saint Paulinus. And a true saint who shows you how much we should love and live with and pray through a devotion to the saints, go to Saint Paulinus. And if you want to learn how to despise whatever you have, it's not much in comparison with a man like this, in the way of earthly goods, go to Saint Paulinus. Saint Paulinus of Nola, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.